For my PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It's Friday, March 28th at 8:55, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have lower trade here, really across the board here, unfortunately, on Friday. May corn down 7 cents at 4.43. December corn down 5.5 at 4.38 1/4. May soybeans giving back some of yesterday's gains, down 5 3/4 at 10.11. The November contract down just 2 3/4 at 10.17 3/4. May Chicago wheat down 13 cents, 5.19. So wheat is kind of taking the brunt here this morning. Looking at outside markets, last check, Dow Jones down 194 points at 42,105. May WTI crude oil down 14 cents at 69.78. The big news here around the corner will definitely be this USDA report. It'll be out Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time. We're going to get a lot of data at once. We're going to get expected planted acres for 2025, and we're also going to get quarterly stocks on hand as of March 1st. So it's going to be a lot of data at once to consume on Monday next week. The expected planted acres for corn is 94.3 million acres of corn, soybean acres, 83.7 million acres of beans, and 46.5 million acres of wheat. I will definitely say the whisper number on corn is certainly above that trade estimate, but it's interesting. They may not come full circle and adjust that until the June report if these acres are much different than these. Quarterly stocks for corn as of March 1st, 8.15 billion bushels of corn on hand, soybeans, 1.9 billion bushels of beans, and 1.2 billion bushels of wheat for the March 1st quarterly stocks snapshot. Another big headline here is TikTok owner ByteDance has a pending deadline of April 5th to sell TikTok to a non-Chinese buyer. And at present, the U.S. has a 20% tariff on all Chinese imports. And the Trump administration has, basically said they're willing to negotiate tariffs if they can work a deal to get TikTok sold to a non-Chinese buyer. The other pending date here to be aware of is the Trump administration has proposed reciprocal tariffs on all countries beginning April 2nd. So lots of dates to keep in line here. March 31st, Monday, is the big USDA report. The reciprocal tariffs go on next week, April 2nd. And then the ByteDance deadline is April 5th. So lots of moving parts here, as you can tell. I am hearing some clients are starting to get payments from their ECAP program, which was the FSA sign up. It's pretty quick turnaround on funds hitting the bank account. So if you haven't done that yet, you need to sign ECAP form, their pre-filled applications at your local FSA office. So be sure to do that if you haven't done that yet. We are expected to have higher winds later today and chance for severe weather Sunday afternoon and evening. But I'm starting to see a little bit of field work here locally, some guys putting in some early beans with some early field work, but not a significant percentage of planting. But, getting some field work done in March is usually good for productivity. Bonds are estimated to be long 58,000 contracts of corn. They're estimated to be short 17,000 contracts of beans and also short 85,000 contracts of Chicago SRW wheat. We will get their official positions as of Tuesday, later this afternoon with the CFTC report. Updated drought map still has a lot of the Corn Belt and some level of drought. We saw conditions improve in Iowa and northern Illinois and parts of western Iowa and also eastern Nebraska with that recent snowstorm they saw. We saw conditions get worse in southern Missouri and parts of Texas and parts of central Kansas. So that's what's going on here today. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a look at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer, a high of 80 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 59 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with light rain and a high of 71 degrees. As Danny said, on Sunday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and a high of 74 degrees. You can stay up to date on your forecast at ipmnewsroom.org. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.